So welcome back to Drinks First. I'm really excited about today's episode because these guys do something very similar to what I do, but it's potentially more entertaining because it's usually in real life. We have Brandon Berman and Harrison Foreman of Updating. So welcome, guys.
Hey, Ariana. Hi. How's it going? Great to be here. Amazing to be here.
So I'm really excited for you guys to be here. Definitely want you guys to talk a little bit about what Updating is.
Let Brandon give the...
Yeah, so Updating is a... It's basically... It's a lot of things in one. It's hilarious, crazy, wild, with a little bit of love. It's a blind date in front of a live audience. And basically, they go on part one of the date. They're blindfolded. Then they have to report on each other separately. And I... as the host, I force them to say what they're actually thinking. 80% of the time they go, wait, I think I like them, but we don't, it's a yes or a no. And then part two, they find out what each other said, the blindfolds come off. And then an audience member, if they're into one of them, can come up and pitch themselves. Or if, let's say, someone doesn't like one of them from the audience, they can come up and tell us why that person's, it's kind of like, you ever go on a date or something or anything in life? Ever been on a date and you wanted to say something to someone that you couldn't say? Updating is a safe space for that. And you can see that, you know, that asshole guy or whatever, get his or. And so that's kind of, yeah, that, it's
and it just is. To add, I mean, yes, it's like a dating concept, but I think first dates are not even like dating. It's kind of just like a funny connection in a lot of ways. And we pull out the humor from that. And I think our audience also sees our show as more of a clubhouse environment to meet people, and it's funny, you know. It's for people who don't take themselves too seriously. Like, that's our brand. Like, that's sort of our show.
It's hilarious. The live show is, I mean, it's
Berman's been losing sleep over, you know, we can't do the live show right now.
I miss it a lot.
It's been so hard. I mean it's hard.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, so you guys have adapted to being on Zoom. How's that working out for you?
It's working out. I think Zoom is the best thing we could do right now with it. And Ariana, you saw the show. It's still it's missing, obviously, with a lot of it. It's a different show, but it gets the job done for right now. And we're still, you know, I'm laughing during it. So I think it's good.
I think can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You can still hear me. Zoom for us, I mean, it's been going well. Like, the silver lining is we can get people in other cities tuning in for the first time. So we got a DM from this woman who was in Israel saying, oh my God, like, I woke up at 3 a.m. to watch this show. So happy I did it. Like, Shabbat Shalom. And and now we're growing our audience in all these other cities and countries. And that's been the silver lining. Of course, there's no magic, or there's nothing that can replace the magic of the live show. But mm-hmm. Zoom... like, there have been some benefits, and I think people want to laugh. And the fact that we're on Zoom and not Instagram has made it good, because it's still like our home, like our venue. Instagram is just, there's too much going on.
It's a destination. Instagram is, there's so much going on. And like, and obviously I'm so sick of hearing about Zoom. If I, once this all is done, I won't even say Zoom in like on it. But no, it definitely, it's the best place for us to do it, you know, right now, weekly.
So I want to learn a little bit about both of you. I guess we can start with Brandon. Just, where are you from? Where did you go to school, and how old are you? Where do you live now?
Definitely. Well, guess where I'm from. Let's see if you could get it.
If I could guess, geez. I mean, I want to say like Long Island.
You got it. Yeah, of course. Called Wantagh on Long Island. It's a town no one has ever heard of, but it's near Massapequa, which people have heard of. I'm from Long Island. I'm 25 years old. I went to university. Yeah, I don't even. I'm here. I live in Manhattan now. We're very East Coast guy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wait, where did you go to school?
I went to Albany.
Albany, okay.
Yeah.
So you stayed in New York.
Have you ever been to Albany?
Honestly, I don't.
Honestly, you'd never need to go. But yeah, no, and I'm a comedian. That's like my whole thing.
Is that your full-time job, like being a comedian?
No. Well, updating. I guess no. The comedic persona, yes. Not like no. Like, and I don't think stand up. That'll be anyone's job for a little while. But yeah, no. I you know, phased out of a day job. And here I am.
Oh, cool. So you're doing updating full time.
So we basically we're in the process of
transitioning,
updating will be on. We can't say where, we don't know any information, but we're working on getting it onto something. And I think we're in good shape.
Oh, cool. So like potentially like by something you mean like TV, like Netflix, streaming, something like that?
A platform of some sort.
It's not going to be Zoom.
It's going to be on a platform that you have to hand out flyers on.
Okay. And Harrison, what about you? Same question.
So I'm 28. I grew up in New Jersey. South Jersey, a town called Voorhees, right outside of Philadelphia. Then I went to college in the Midwest at a small school called Michigan.
Oh, very small.
20-30 people there. And then I moved, yeah, and then I moved to the West Coast. I lived in San Francisco for 4 or 5 years. Did some tech, did some media, worked at Facebook for a little bit, and then I decided I hated tech and wanted to do something creative and fun and vulnerable and interesting. And one thing led to another. I moved to New York, and Brandon and I, we were pen pals for a number of years while I was still in San Francisco, which was crazy. And we were trying to figure out a creative project to do together. And one thing led to another. I was doing some funny, like comedic stuff and dating. He was doing stand up, and updating was sort of born, you know. It became a little baby. We got a little bib, and now it's like a teenager we want to send to college soon enough. And so yeah, I've been in New York for a little over 2 years, live in Manhattan, live in the city, although I do love Brooklyn as well. A lot of people don't, but I think Brooklyn is great nightlife. Yeah, that's sort of the rundown. Like Brandon said, you know, we're doing updating. We call it a movement, a community, a journey, and we're doing it full time because, you know, for us, it's always been just storytelling. I think is always sort of so many different directions throughout our entire lives. Whether it was, you know, I used to dance at like weddings and bar mitzvahs, and Brandon was he's been doing funny stuff forever, like since he was a kid. And I think it's crazy how like one thing leads to the next, and updating is really a culmination of like our entire creative lives in a lot of ways. And
full story in here.
we're pretty excited for what happens next.
Oh, I love it. So a question I ask all of my guests is pre-COVID, what was or is your favorite restaurant in New York City, and where do you like to go out?
I don't even, I gotta be answer this. I'm not a foodie or an outie.
Nobu?
Yours is probably Nobu. My favorite restaurant, I don't even.
Ooh, I have a favorite one.
I don't even think I have one. I'm not a big, like, I just kind of end up, if I'm in front of somewhere, I'll walk into it. I like this place called Factory 380. Factory 380. It's a pretty good spot. I feel like that's where I go the most. I hope.
Okay.
But yeah, I would. That's what I would say for me.
Mine.
And what about like going out?
Going out. I really like. Well, actually, one of the venues that we do our show at, or did it, used to do it at. It's called Bedlam. It actually is my favorite venue in New York.
Bedlam is amazing.
Yeah.
For those listening, if you haven't been, like, support Bedlam after Corona.
I pray it's around. I don't know what'll happen, but that's by far my favorite spot.
Yeah, Harrison, what about you?
I'll be briefer with this answer. So important. So I think my favorite. I had to Google it because I forget the name. Emporio It's in Alita. They actually, so they give you free appetizers if you get there for happy hour. It's old school Italian.
So like the Fridays of old school Italian.
It's very cool. Going out spot. Yeah, I mean, like
that place near Emporia.
Oh, where we got kicked out. Not for being like drunk or anything, but just like it's a long story.
What? Because they didn't like you? What?
No,
they didn't love updating or something.
No. He had an ex-girlfriend that showed up and
she was causing a ruckus.
Yeah. So
where was this?
I don't know. It doesn't have a name.
It's this little. It's actually like the coolest bar. They have these charcoal margaritas, which are like pretty healthy too.
It's a cool like hole in the wall.
YN it's called. YN.
Well, Harrison, that's definitely his favorite.
Like wine, you know, YN. So that was my favorite spot. And besides that, this place Freehold in Brooklyn is a great venue.
And bank. I like a place called Bonk, or I think it's either Bonk or Bank. I don't know how you it's my favorite. I really like it. It's near my apartment. Gets the job.
Are you in Murray Hill? Is that Midtown
Bay.
East?
Kips Bay. Yeah. 34th.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm technically not. Murray Hill's 34th to 40th.
We live 5 minutes away from each other because, you know, we're talking 24/7.
Harrison's a nomad, actually.
I'm a nomad. It's an up-and-coming neighborhood.
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of Nomad? Oh, check it out.
I'm kidding.
No, it's not bad. I'm here. It's a little on the bougie side, but it's quaint, it's cozy, and it's a good location. It's very convenient.
Nomad's a great spot.
Yeah.
So you guys are super close to each other. I know you said pen pals, but how did you meet? How did you connect?
We literally were. I had an internship. I was like 19 at the time in college. At one semester, I got like credits to do an internship. I was at the Howard Stern Show, which is ironically like my main influence for this. And this guy Harrison grew up with played basketball with. I became friendly with him there, and I don't even know. He's like, you should meet my friend Harrison. This guy's a big deal out on the West Coast. Like, I think you and him will get along. And we became pen pals, and we had talked about projects for like 2-3 years. And finally, we gave birth to Update.
So how Updating's been around for how many years?
Year and a half.
Exactly. Oh, so it's not
September. September 2018 is when we like tested the concept at a basement at some taqueria in Tribeca.
Yeah,
30 friends there, and I was surprised anyone bought a ticket. And then
40 actually were there.
40 people there. We still have pictures actually and videos. It's really cool.
We have photos. It feels like an eternity. The idea, but we have been talking for years, so it feels longer. The idea of Updating actually came the March before we did it, because Harrison was still in San Francisco.
Did you come up with Updating because of a frustration of your dating lives, or was it out of a comedic perspective?
So nothing. It's funny. I had a girlfriend at the time. Updating had it never once dawned on me that it was even a dating. I think the dating, we were a little different though, and this is why it worked. For me, it was just comedy. I'm like, two people, this is a great like idea. First conversations are interesting. Just seeing people meet is funny. So putting, whether it's dating or it's you're at an airport, I think that's entertaining. And then the idea of just putting that onto a stage, and it's my style of humor, the commentary that like I understand the art of like, it's like I'm a conductor and that's my orchestra. I understand two people and making them entertaining. And then Harrison was more into the dating of it.
Not dating a little bit. I mean, I was writing and blogging about life from like a single guy's perspective. In San Francisco. But I was making it like funny. It was because it was funny to me. You know, I felt like, why does everyone take this so seriously? And I started going on a few first dates, and I would live broadcast different parts of the date. Which was like
in what way?
On Facebook Live. This was a few.
Like you had video.
Very viral. No, there was a
few. Yeah, it went, you know, it had like 13 views. but I would go in a bathroom during these dates and do a live update for people tuning in. Like, guys, you know, she doesn't like my blue sweater. She ordered a vodka tonic. Like, how do we feel about that? And it was just like, I think it was, there are many origin stories for updating, but this was just me putting myself out there and just making fun of myself. And I think a lot of what we do on our show is just people not taking themselves too seriously. And
yeah, so I have a bunch of questions. Uh-oh. Your Facebook live show or live streaming, did you do that with like the women's consent or was it like
I did. You know, I had my lawyer draft a release form, and the humor was more like self-deprecating. You know, I wasn't even talking mm-hmm. to them as much as like myself.
It was really you on a date. I don't even think you talked about the date, really. Superficial things like the drink they were drinking or nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like what we were wearing, or, you know, should we order quesadillas in the date? And
yeah,
like humor wise, that's another like shared influence Brandon and I have. Like, there's so much funny and like little, like even at our live show, like people everyone takes something different from every live show, but there mm-hmm. are some moments in every show that like carry on throughout the whole show. Like, whether it's a mutual friend, this guy named Greg, 90 minutes, everyone in the audience, we're talking about like, who is this Greg? Like, we're FaceTiming him. Another show, it was Flonase came up like 30 times. And like, I think it's so funny, like the little things.
Yeah, it's entertainment.
Yeah, it really is. So that was part of it. And yeah, I did that a few times. And that was, you know.
It was big. No, it was definitely, it caught my attention, which is.
It made headway. And mm-hmm. no, it was.
I mean, you wouldn't be where you are now if it weren't for it.
Yeah, no. Totally. In a weird way. I mean, I think also like, yeah, I mean, for us, the live show is just so smart because digital is just so noisy. And like, that was the way to break. I always tell people people are reaching out to both Brandon and I a lot recently about like, you know, they're launching podcasts or they're doing like web series. And I say, you have to like do things like look at what everyone else is doing and do it totally different. Like, that's the only way you're mm-hmm. going to break through the noise.
So that's one thing. But my mentality also is, what's the hardest thing? And I, even when I was younger, I was a page at NBC. I was around shows. Jimmy Fallon couldn't even always sell out his show. Like, they sometimes didn't even like, so I just was told the hardest thing in entertainment is to fill a room. So my mentality is, if we're filling a room consistently, that's your ratings. That's your like, oh, you're getting, if you're filling a room, you have a hit. And we consistently did it week after week, 60 shows sold out. And that's
all sold out.
That's how you create content. Like, at least from, that's how we see it. It's like, no matter what you're doing, if you are continuously filling out rooms and at different locations, whatever you're doing is working. It's very hard to gauge in other places.
Yeah.
That will never go away right now.
Yeah. And the other thing with filling rooms, like, word of mouth is still the best marketing,
mm-hmm.
right? It just is. So, you know, you see a video on Instagram, then you scroll to the next one. You're not going to text your friends like, oh my God, that was crazy. You leave a 90-minute show with five of your friends and you're partying later that night or going out tomorrow, you're going to talk about our show. And, like, that's one of the ways we grew, I think, pretty quickly.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, how did you do your marketing? How did you get it sold out so
word
quickly?
Of mouth. Time. Word of mouth.
We printed out, like, thousands of cards and we would just go bar to bar. And no one ever said it was a bad idea. And mm-hmm. I would say out of every 10 person we spoke to, we were able to – I mean – get one or two out of 10. I mean, it really is.
It is crazy. Like, looking back, cause this was, we both live with two of our, you know, best friends now. And at the beginning, it was really just Brandon and I, like, in the city, we didn't even have much of a crew. And
it was really
just us, like, with this crazy idea. We would go up to everyone. We would look at two people at the bar and I'd be like, all right, if they both buy a ticket, that's $30. If we go up to them and
yeah.
tell them about our show.
That's literally what we did. And it's, and for every like place we went up to, that's another room of people that know about it. And look, New York's the biggest mm-hmm. city in the world. So if you can get word of mouth in New York, it's going to, you're there. So yeah, that was that's still our mentality. We said,
always
promote the show once it's on a platform. We'll give out flyers. you know.
I respect the hustle like immensely. That's, I haven't done any advertising outside of word of mouth, and I think that's like the best indicator. You were saying if you can fill a room, that's good ratings, but if you see things spread by word of mouth, that's also a good testament to what you're doing.
Of course, that is a good point. Actually, it's like if you're naturally getting pickup doing anything, that's how the world fishes out content.
Yeah. So what I want to know is like, how do you guys choose people to get onto Updating?
It's a process.
Do we choose the matches, or like, how does someone get on the show?
Both, I guess. First, how does one get on the show? Two, how do you choose matches?
So I'll let Brandon talk about the matches.
It comes down to a couple of things. Number one, you got to have people, especially with the audience, people that are, you know, with the live show, not the Zoom one, someone that actually you could just tell won't be affected by an audience in front of them. Not a performer, but someone that's blinded by like fear of that. That's number one. And number two, I think you need people that are entertaining, or people that are willing to be the subject and not take any offense to things. I like having someone out there. I won't give away all the secrets, but I like when someone's in on the joke with the audience that's on the date and the other person that's not. And I think when you put personalities like that together, it's an interesting show. And I think a lot of relationships are like that, actually, where one is oblivious and then the other one is like you're, you know, you just walked out with like your shirt tucked into like your fucking pants, you know what I mean? But yeah, no, for me, it's all those things. And then people like, I can get along with up there, like Harrison, you can vibe with it. It's a lot of things. It's just cool people. I think it, yeah.
And just to clarify, like no actors, you know, we don't really, everyone's real people, you know, like sometimes we're on casting calls and someone's like, yeah, like you guys have to set me up with Prince Charming. That's the only way I'm doing the show. This show isn't right for you. You know, it's like, it's a loose environment. Like Brandon and I, we don't really take ourselves too seriously. So daters on the show should also have that mentality. And so as far as the matches, you know, sometimes it's people who wouldn't really come across each other in real life. Like it's going to be entertaining for the audience. And there is a possibility a second date could happen. Like there's still that relatable element. But that's not like the only factor. And we've had thousands of people apply to be on the show at this point, which is super
cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, we love casting. We're, you know, I was just on like 4 casting calls today, and you hear such interesting stories, and we always get an insight or two. And I think casting is one of our favorite parts of just running the show, because we don't hire casting directors. Like we know the show so well, and we both love talking to people. And even during Corona, we're doing like FaceTime casting calls, and it's been cool. So that's a part of it.
No one else would know how to cast. It really is like, it's a secret formula that we do have. And one of the turning points for me, it was one of our earlier shows, this girl was on, and like she wasn't overly friendly, and she came up to me right before and she was like this guy literally better be perfect, or like I'm just gonna walk out. And I'm like are you kidding me? Like I freaked out.
The dating element, most dates are like average, right? So there's no pressure for the date to be perfect at our show.
Well, entertaining. It's that, yeah, let me read,
gotta be entertaining.
Very entertainment, it's always at 100. But no, in terms of like the date working out, I mean,
yeah, and there's always like humor, like the way Brandon hosts it and like commentates makes like every part of the show so funny. I might chime in with a few things, and we just like, it's almost like he and I are like talking during the show, but these two people are on a date. Like it's fun. It's really funny. It's like we're at a restaurant and just watching two people and we're like thinking about it.
Yeah. So you're matchmaking like more for entertainment value than maybe like long lasting relationships.
Entertainment, but also like
community. We've had a few success stories too.
What are some success stories?
We've had a few. This one couple early on worked out, and they were dating for about 2 months, and then the girl moved to Boston, and they decided not to continue it. That was like our actual, they actually dated. It was this guy, Josh, and the girl, Lindsay, I think was her name.
No,
Caitlin. no, they dated and it worked out. And a lot of people meet after our show too. We have a crazy after party. That's also why we pick people. We want people up there that people want to hang out with after. Not run away from them, you know, that's what it comes down to.
And almost everyone stays. Even in the Zoom shows, people are just staying and hanging out, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah. I joined in for a little bit of that at the end. Seems like you guys are, like, really building a community.
They're just like, we had to hop off, and people are just staying and talking about updating. And it was, like, it was so cool.
So have you guys ever been on your own show?
I have not, nor will I ever. Harrison, though.
We did a special birthday edition show. I was the dater. I removed myself from the casting process. Brandon found, I thought she was going to be the love of my life. She was a painter from Sweden, gorgeous, smart, very cool. We hit it off, actually. There was a little kiss, you know, maybe a couple kisses. And sadly, she, after the show, said, I'm moving to Sweden. But honestly, it was really cool to do the show, and like I gained such an appreciation for what goes into it, what Brandon does, you know, what the daters go through. Like, I wanted to put myself in their like, it's helped me understand and our show so much better too, like what these people do. It's crazy, it's amazing, it's like very, very spiritual in a lot of ways. And and it was just fun, honestly. Like, when the blindfolds were on, it's addicting. I could do that for,
That is
right? Like, that part is addicting.
The not knowing and like
trying to get, you know, I have a few potential setups for Brandon if he decides on his birthday, he wants to do a special.
I would do it in a restaurant with no one there. So I have ended up on the date maybe twice where the girl on the show like had interest. I'm not a subject. I don't know how to be entertaining as a subject. You know what I mean? I don't fit that. It's not my personality type, and it's very hard to transition as a host, and then what I would probably make funny if I was on the date, if I actually took a date seriously and tried to really win the girl over, I think then I would be able.
That would be fun.
If someone told me, Brandon, we're going to put you in an updating competition where it's between you and two guys, you actually have to try to get her, that I would do, and I would think that's funny. Like,
that's interesting. Maybe
that sounds like fun.
Maybe your birthday special. We line up a few, like, you and a few studs for, like, you know, a Kardashian or something.
That would be fun. Like, that I would do 100%. I would gladly. But yeah, not just being like the main, like, yeah. But yeah, no.
No.
Have you guys, like, learned anything from updating that you, like, use in your daily life?
In our dating life or, like, our life?
In your dating life?
That's a good question.
Dating life. That's a real, I think.
There's so many.
Great question. I mean, I think being loose, like not, like the best dates you go on are the ones where you care the least. Like the more you care, the worse it works out. Like if I really am into a girl, like it almost never works out. It just never.
For me too. I'm not kidding. I could name three girls in the past 5 months that were very into me the minute I was into them, literally zero. Like it went from I'm not exaggerating, like they're like, I love this kid, and then immediately if I express any interest, it just goes, it's zero. So I don't really my rule, I don't text girls first. Like, I don't text first. I don't put any effort into anything, because I just always, I've learned, and this isn't even from updating, like, you get what you want only if you don't want it. That's kind of my mantra with, like, dating. Like, just kind of chill. Don't put any energy into anything, and it'll fall into place.
And honestly, like, I think, even at our show, we'll have rules. Like, don't talk about what you do or, like, how old you are. Like, these boring questions. And so the audience, they want to know so much more about you as a person, like, your vibe, your energy. And I think when I go on dates, like, I don't really want to spend too much time on, like, where you went to college. Like, I just don't care, honestly.
Get real is the main thing. Like, go deep. Yeah. Like, I think ask people about moods. Like, probably on dates now. I'll be like, hey, nice to meet you. So you
about moods?
Yeah, I go into mood. I'm like, what's been a tough moment you've been dealing with?
You go straight into that.
That's how I do it. Yeah, and then they, you know,
I
and
I bad moods.
Yeah, I think it's because, but what I do, and a girl.
See, I would pay money to see him on a date. Like, I would pay really good money.
That's a date with me actually trying, though, because then a girl will be like, wait, what? I'll be like, I'm kidding, but let's, like, actually get real, like, and talk. That's my style.
But if you try too hard, it doesn't work out.
If I actually am interested in someone, no, it does never. It has never worked out. Even girls I've actually, like, dated, it was going well when I was the one less interested. And then once...
Man. I think it's so interesting. So the episode I just put out most recently, the guy, he's like a 35-year-old DJ, and he was like, I will not go out with somebody who I'm super excited to go out with.
He's smart.
If that
interesting
person is like if I have a 12 reaction on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm avoiding that girl at all costs.
He's smart.
I got to talk to that guy.
He must do very well though if he's turning down.
Yeah. I'll call a girl if I'm really into her and it just never works out. Like I, you know, I'll be, it's bad. You know?
Harrison's had a lot of flings. I also think that game though, well, one thing I've learned, it doesn't even stop when you're married. 20 years in, like you still gotta like, your wife's gotta be like, why isn't he like, he's called me today from work. You gotta still leave. I think that's the mentality that you always have. I think
you're gonna play games with your wife.
Keep everyone always spicy. That's what
you need to keep it spicy.
Never get too comfortable.
Do you think by not putting in effort with somebody, you are playing games?
You are. Playing the game that's like not a game if you're not thinking about it. If you know how to trick your brain to not think about someone,
you're actively thinking about not thinking about it.
Yeah, my perspective is games don't belong anywhere. You know, if you're really feeling it, like, then tell that person, text them, call them, and if they don't react to that, then it wasn't meant to be. Games, I think, are the dumbest thing. Like, yeah. That's the overthinking that causes all of us to be super anxious about this.
If you're showing that you're not interested, and then the girl also doesn't want to show that she's too interested, then obviously it's never going to work out.
Yeah, no, that's true, and it's I think it's like my whole thing is I'm in person. Like, if you want to go out with me, I'll meet you. Yeah. I won't. I'll say, all right, let's. You're great. Let's talk about Tuesday during this quarantine. I have not texted. I don't know how to text. I could do a phone call. I could do an occasional FaceTime, but I'm an in person guy. So in person, I'll be real with you. But then when it comes to the phone, it's games.
Texting like what you mean doesn't translate.
No, for me.
The true meaning. Like if I throw a glasses emoji, you know, I'm wearing glasses right now. She could like get the totally wrong idea. And there's no way to really like communicate properly.
It's hard. Texting's very, very, it's a hard form of communication. My game is
that
not.
That is interesting, though. Do you think people are going to FaceTime more even after this? They're just 100%. FaceTime and dating. Like, just say hi.
I think a phone call will turn into clicking FaceTime more often. Like, if you're hitting someone up, even when I'm walking. Like, I think it's sometimes better.
So I do polls on my Instagram, and like at the beginning of quarantine, people were like, no, I'm never going to go on a FaceTime date. That's so weird. And now that mindset has completely shifted. They're like, yeah, of course, I'm lonely and I'm bored.
Yeah.
So why not? I think there are a lot of things that are going to stick with us from this quarantine that is going to go into dating.
Yeah.
Because if you're a busy person, like, why waste the time to go get a drink with someone if you can hop on FaceTime and see if you vibe or not?
You save time, you save money.
That's a very good idea, actually.
You can explore their home, their apartment, you know.
I don't know if they make that yet, but I don't know why Bumble or of those things don't just do your first date as a FaceTime.
They have FaceTime options on all of them.
But it shouldn't be an option. There should be an app that's the deal. If you match with someone.
There is an app like that.
That is really interesting.
It's called Bounce.
That's a good...
It's almost like it's almost like FaceTimes are going to be the screening to get to even get to the first date.
Yeah, it's a pre-screen. I mean, it's a casting.
Well, yeah, it's like, that's a really interesting point. But there's something exhilarating, though. Also, I don't go on dates with people. It's funny, a blind date, like, show host. I always meet the people beforehand that I go out with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that, you're right about that. But with apps, I think, Ariana, I think that that's a very good approach, actually, to FaceTime. And that's interesting.
I'm telling people at this point, and I'm like facing this at this point, just wait it out. Do you really need to go on a date that badly? Like, call your friend, call your mom. You know, you're not going to see them for like another month. Text them, yo, honestly, I think you're super cool, but it's just going to tease us. It's like a long distance. Why are you forcing yourself in a distance relationship?
I'm in agreement. Take the look. Obviously, it's lonely. The hour of FaceTime a week that you might get with someone might help, but eat it. I'm a big firm believer of if you're going through a tough time, don't try to make it a little bit easier. Just deal with it. Once it's over. That's like me, like the other day. So I haven't been talking to really anybody. I've obviously Harrison or my roommate in person. I was in a store and someone was like kind of talking to me. I said, you know what? Not even if I'm not going to get the whole thing right now, I'm not going to entertain this.
Oh, there was like some flirting going through face masks. Like,
just like this is just in general. Someone was trying to talk to me, and I'm like, oh, interaction. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not going to do any interaction right now.
Just might be a New York mentality.
Are you a recluse now?
No, that's what my mentality is all or not. Nah, it's. It, but yeah, I think at this point, with the quarantine,
I think
self, live in your brain.
Post quarantine, look, it's gonna be a bash, a party. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be like if Bumble and Hinge had like 10 different babies. You know, it's gonna be like
it will be fun.
It's gonna be pandemonium.
You don't think people are gonna be scared about being in crowds?
That's a good question. Ages of I actually had the virus, by the way, and I'm not afraid. I didn't have like a young version of it too. I had the cough and everything. I would gladly go and I think
you have the antibodies now.
Yeah,
you
know that's what I'm saying. I think it's like anything else. I think younger people will go into the crowds. I would wear a mask. I don't care. The mask thing doesn't bother me. Like, if that became a permanent thing to make society safer, I would do it.
Yeah. Here's my prediction, Ariana. Due to mask culture, we're all gonna notice eye color a lot more.
Interesting.
And I'm a big eye color guy. It's really important.
What color are my eyes?
Brown. Hazel.
Brown? You got it. You got to guess one.
I think they're brown.
They're hazel.
I mean, that's just like they're pretty obviously brown. They're honestly black.
I don't.
I got eyes like that look like little anime eyes.
Oh wow.
No, totally black.
That's interesting. No, yeah, this will be interesting. The shitty thing about this, it's not just going to end and there's going to be like a big, it's going to be, although I think I don't know. I've kind of just do my thing now. Like I said, if this is what my data, if someone told me this is what you have to do for the next 10 years, I'm like, all right, that's what you got it. That's what you have to do. There's no joy. There's no control.
Like fight back against it.
No, it's.
It's. So pre-pandemic, how were you guys dating?
Our own dating lives, are you saying?
Yeah,
your own personal dating lives.
I'll go for, I mean, my dating life is, you know, it's sporadic. I'll meet someone that I really vibe with every like 6 months, and then we'll talk for like a month or two, and then it kind of just fizzles out.
Player.
I'm a firm believer in real life. Like, I don't personally use dating apps. I think like the connection is a bit more magical if you obviously. And I think nothing too serious. A few things here and there, but no one introduced Lisa, my mother, to not yet. So it's same old.
What about you, Brandon?
I'm pretty like, I think I go on winter. I go on more dates.
It's cuffing season.
I actually went on a bunch right before this happened. I went on I was like, kind of like, oh, let me, like, I need new material. I want to, and we had a we had 2 weeks off from our show, which sucks. I wish we didn't have those two because it led into this. I wish we ended on our. So right after, I'm like, all right, before our next shows, I want to do some dating, and that was it. I have nothing. There is not one person I'm in communication with right now. There's nobody that is potential for me. It's no one.
our DMs are open if you're listening.
Yeah,
you know that you could find us online, and honestly, I think I like going on first dates once in a while, because even if you don't really connect, it's like you learn about someone.
It's fun. I like sometimes, yeah, like Grant, like it's like I'm get a drink alone or like hang out with like a girl. It's like I always look at it as an airport. An airport, it's fun to meet people.
That's interesting.
Going somewhere. There's an excitement about finding out about someone's life. And what's cool is 10 years later, nostalgia will remember some of these people. So like you'll randomly be like, wait, yeah. Like when I just said that, I thought of a time that I did that. So that's the same way I am with dates. I treat it like, all right, we're at an airport. Like let's, this
like
is,
therapy.
It's an experiment. It's a therapeutic. Yeah. It's like a Harrison kind of instilled that in me, that it's therapeutic.
Yeah. We've you know, had many deep late night conversations on the value of first aid. We're in the first aid industry now.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately I think like just try and take one or two things. It could be a new book, a new podcast, maybe like a new thing you should add to your life that this person told you about. And in our case, maybe a new supporter of the show. But that's not why we go on these first dates.
Yeah. Well, every first date is practice for the next first date. So
look, like I said, 20 years later, you're still on first dates. The game never stops.
So Harrison, you said you're not on dating apps at all.
No.
I actually got banned from Hinge because I would everyone when we started our show, I went on it because I noticed it had the highest response rate. So
yeah.
I said, all right, this is great. I'm going to spam everyone I match with. I'm sending details about updating to, and like 100 people. And I sent a blast, like up, come check out updating. Like, I've never been on Hinge. That was the only interaction I ever had with a dating app.
Really?
Yeah. I've just never been on. I don't really have any. I find it very depressing. Like swipe. It's just not. And
I respect it though. I think it works for a lot of people. It
works for a lot of people.
And I think, our official updating stance is use a dating app. You know, do it. Why not?
The personal stance, it doesn't really work for either of you.
For me, honestly, like, because I'm such an energy person, that's also why girls have been attracted to me in the past. I can't put that out in a dating app. So they'll, you know, swipe left and I don't even have a shot to say like, hello, or like order like a latte together or something. It doesn't really work with me or for me.
So how do you guys meet people like in real life? I think that's a question for so many of my listeners, because they're all on dating apps and want to meet people in New York City.
That's a good question. Well, updating is a good place.
Yeah.
sometimes for anyone, sometimes there. That's a good. I'm trying to think. I actually go to the right bars. If you go to the if you don't go to 90% of these bars that are too crowded, even on the like at a store, if you're into someone, I'll be like, hey, like you drop your like. You're like water.
At Trader Joe's. I think going off of Brandon's answer to the bar question, if you're really looking to meet someone, don't go to a bar like Saturday at midnight. Go like 6 p.m., get a cocktail. There are going to be really cool people there. Find a cool bar. And everyone at the bar is so easy to talk to at that hour. It's all about timing, I think.
Do you go alone to the bar or you go with a wingman?
Maybe a wingman or...
To play. One thing I will say actually about timing, the best shot, and this is I'll make it a fact right now. Your best chance at meeting someone is on a Saturday between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, 90% of people
dated.
Yes, because it's a real conversation. It's people are very happy during that time too, because like you're in the middle of the weekend, you have the night still. 5 to 8 p.m. I would say is like a prime time to go anywhere. and to meet someone.
Saturday.
Interesting. I have never been out Saturday 5 to 8 p.m. It's like,
exactly.
I'm,
and the one
I think you should try it and let us know how it goes. I have a feeling.
Yeah, I guess.
I have a feeling you might meet someone.
I'll report back when this is all done.
And for listeners who are curious about other places, you know, Starbucks, make friends with the barista. Maybe they'll introduce you to someone. Trader Joe's, great spot. Not now, but like, you know, in the future.
And so are you about that like friend of friend referral? Do you like going?
Yeah, if a friend knows you, it'll always work. Like for sure. I took a referral once from someone I didn't even know well. And I it was like the one kind of blind date I went on. It was not good. No, I think friends always know who you're into. Everyone's different though. I think like, you know, I miss all this.
Updating really is a great place to meet. So if you are listening and you're single, like
it is.
A lot of people who come to our show are single. They stay after, they meet someone. Like, I think it could be, it is a great place to meet. And we're not even just plugging that because it's our show. If I had nothing to do with the show, I would go often, not just for the entertainment, but like there are cool people there. In my case, you know, cute, cool girls. And so it is a good vibe.
Have you guys met anyone from updating?
Like serious, like a longer, like
for how about like for a hookup and then if seriously
a few dates here and there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This sounds douchey and this is what like a celebrity would say, but like we are so busy with the show getting it like what we don't really I don't focus, maybe he does. I don't put any, it's not, if I were chasing that, actually, no, I think, yeah, we're never chasing it. If it happens, it happens. But yeah, we've met
a few people here and there.
Bedlam is awesome. I love it. That's always like a fun place to go out at, you know.
People who work.
Wait, what did you say?
Bedlam. It's a very loose kind of place. So our after party there, when we have shows, it's a good time. You get to, you know, it's a much looser vibe. All the venues we're at though were great. It's all you meet people everywhere. It's fun out there.
I mean, you guys have you've plugged it well. I'm gonna have to come to one of your live shows.
You're on the list, by the way, Ariana. You're on the guest list.
Oh wow, thank you.
Plus one. Your money, your ticket, it's not welcome here.
Oh, that's so sweet. Good
time. It's honestly, it's the after party is its own show and it's so fun. I mean, once this is all back, I mean I miss it.
Have you ever like casted girls and been like, oh, she's awesome, like maybe I would date her?
Not really,
because it really is like our profession. My mom says, you're never gonna meet someone running this show. And I'm like, honestly, like if she's cool with this lifestyle that we have, then she's amazing, you know? And we're very professional on casting.
Well, the people the girls I'm attracted to would never do updating. Like they wouldn't do that. Like they wouldn't go, like it's not I'm more quiet, not on the show. And in like, so I like, I gravitate to girls that are more quiet. Like
we have very different types.
So yeah,
that was my next question. What's your type? Do you have a type?
I don't really even.
I think for me, it's just someone who's like who could be friends with my friends, who's cool, who's like definitely more creative types. I've like gone along with better, like right brained as well, unorganized because I'm unorganized, like that kind of thing. Like typically works with me.
No, yeah, Harrison's into like Brooklyn type. I like type A, not creative type. More the opposite of I like girls that are very inquisitive. I like people like, you know, just people in general that ask good questions and are smart. Like I like genuinely like people that like I like girls that are smart or, you know, New York though most people are like smart, I think.
Yeah. You gotta be smart to make it here. Words of Cuomo.
Yeah.
I love that. What a guy. We love him.
We
love Cuomo.
Big fans of him.
So what are you sort of looking for in your ideal woman? Like, do you think think you have any idea about that?
No idea. I think, you know, 5'8", brown. No, I'm just kidding. Blue eyes. No, I think, honestly, it's just, yeah, like Brandon said, smart, like entrepreneurial. I love that. Doing your own creative stuff. And just cool. Like I always say, you're some of the five people you're around the most. And if your friends are really cool, your lady or spouse or whatever should also be as cool. And
oh, I love that.
Actually, yeah. My main thing is adaptation. This is
great,
the main
movie. Great movie.
The only thing I do look for, so I'm a person, you could throw me in anywhere in Arkansas. You could put me in Michigan, in New York. Wherever my situation is, I'll adapt to it and I won't be shocked or make a remark. Or for me, it's like, I like cats. So a girl who, let's say, hates cats, I wouldn't know because they wouldn't ever make it obvious. You know what I mean? Like, always adapt to, that's what I look for. And it's rare because most people are pretty like if you go to like a bar that's not their style, it's like, what? Like, interesting choice. Like, that's it. That's like, if someone's like that, like, I'm good. Like, and there's an attraction, and that's it.
So, have you guys talked a little bit about success stories? Do you have any horror stories from updating?
Horror stories?
No horror. Like,
there was never a show that like went really wrong or something like that.
One girl was on the show. Her name was Jelly, and a few minutes in,
Jelly.
Yeah. A few minutes in, she looked at the guy and said to him, "He's too ugly for me, this guy." And
no, just, wait, to his face.
Yeah, no. And then the audience voted her off, and it was exciting. But no, that would look, our show, anything can happen. There's that was, you know, as mean as it was, I respect her honesty. You know, I think I wouldn't do that ever, but it was an interesting rare moment.
That was crazy because, you know, if you're in the audience at our show, you're like clenching your chair, like what is going to happen next? And there could have been a fist fight. There could have been like a chair thrown, or there could have been a makeout. Like, you don't even know in that situation. That's a good one. I think there was one man who got way too drunk, won't reveal his name. And we sent him to the green room and he kept going back and forth, like yelling. And we're like, get him out of here. And clearly the date did not work out. So that's another one.
So as two guy hosts for like a dating show, do you ever feel like you're maybe more biased towards the guy's side than the girl's side? Like, or do you feel more empathetic for the women than you do for the men? Like, is there any sort of feeling towards that?
Honestly, I'm always empathetic towards a person that's like cooler. Like or the person that's like, let's say, it's all about the situation. Yeah. So in that show where the girl was really mean to the guy, of course, empathetic towards him. And then shows, it always depends on the situation.
Yeah. I don't think we even like look at like gender, honestly. Like, we joke if one of us was a girl, we would still be working together. Like, cause we just get along creatively, And so I think our audience is majority. It's probably, I don't know the numbers, but we have a male and female mix. And I think that's been great for us. And so I say we don't even like see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. It just always depends on the situation.
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting because it's like near to impossible to find men to come on my podcast. Yeah. And I know like,
men are tough.
Men are definitely like, some of them can be afraid to be vulnerable, and like
it's a scarce resource, a good man.
No,
a vocal man.
Our new side hustle might be like training men.
honestly not a bad
side hustle. Cram and how to not have a girlfriend.
Coming from two experts, I'm sure.
Unexpert.
But yeah, no, it's very hard to find men who are willing to put themselves out there in that way. So I'm like interested, how do you guys find, because I'm sure there are women lining up to be on your show. Is it hard to find men?
We have a lot of men as well who
we have a good want to be on the show. Yeah, definitely more women. Won't deny that. There's more applicants for women. But the thing of, so guys that go to our show, what's funny is like, they're even the guys who love sports who would never watch. That's one of the things I said about the name. We said about the name early on. Updating is versatile. It's not like I used to watch The Bachelor before it was 9 hours a week. It took a lot for me to watch it because of the name. I'm like, updating. A guy will hear it, be like, oh, that sounds kind of like wavy, and
it sounds like Nike.
Yeah, it's got a name to it. So men come and then they see, oh, this is cool. Like these guys are cool. Their show's cool. It's rare. We have a male and female audience. So yeah, we get, of course, more girls, but guys as well. And the guys,
And just to add, I think more men are starting to realize that the next wave of men is not really like throwing beer at like a football game. It's putting yourself out there, and you know, women respect that, and that's why they're starting to get that and come on our show. Which I think is
been guys think you practice that,
what's up,
like in your dating life, do you think you practice that, like being more vulnerable?
Definitely,
because I know Brandon was like, I don't want to put in any effort.
We're both pretty emotional, we're both pretty like sensitive emotional guys. Mm-hmm. I definitely am, like I'm not afraid to open up, you know, maybe shed a tear every now and then. Wow. And, you know, just got to find someone who is cool with that, you know. If she's expecting me to like go to the gym and like bench press, it's not really my vibe.
Not gonna work out. Yeah, if you're expecting me to fix anything, it's not gonna work. Like my mom fixed everything in my house growing up, so it was I should never be doing that. My mom like was the mechanic.
I'm sure there are tons of women who are lining up for people like you guys, because for sure that's like what women are looking for nowadays. I just want to make sure I'm like mindful of your guys' time. So we have only a few minutes left.
No, you've been awesome. First of all, if you're listening, Ariana is the GOAT. You are amazing. You're really amazing. We've had a number of interviews, and you really just, you understand the show, and it means a lot, and you took time to like think of questions, so we really appreciate it.
Very nice.
You guys are sweet. That's sweet. No, I mean, I honestly didn't think of any questions. I just like to talk to people, but I did this one perfect segment because there are questions that I do think of, and that's our last segment where I ask you guys like rapid fire questions.
I like rapid fire.
Yeah, it's, I like that. I'm down with that.
Yeah. We call this segment shots. And shots.
Are we supposed to take shots while we're doing this?
I mean, we could, but we're all not drinking.
I don't even have any alcohol.
Right, we'll take theoretical shots. How about I owe you guys shots after this is done?
Absolutely. This whole pandemic is done. We'll get your shot with me on Bedlam.
Sounds good.
We got it.
All right. So, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. All right. I'm like holding on for dear life. I'm ready. So
strap in. Okay. Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
New York night owl.
Shoes or jackets?
Jackets.
Shoes.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram. Yeah.
Interesting. No, you guys have to put your clips on TikTok. It's like the wild west of social media.
I don't even understand how it works.
That is true. If you just throw shit on there, you seem to get a million.
Like, you just got to throw shit out there and you
can just throw things on it. It can't hurt. We should do that anyway.
No. Everybody's migrating to TikTok anyway.
Makeout clips we'll put on there.
Makeout clips would do well on TikTok.
Zoom or FaceTime?
FaceTime.
FaceTime.
Money or fame?
Because you get money also. If you're, although that's not, you're famous for like being in jail or something. I guess I money.
Money. I'm going money.
Spicy or mild?
Spicy.
Mild.
Socks or house slippers?
Slippers.
Coffee or drink state?
Drinks. Oh, drink state. I thought you said coffee or drink.
Drink. No. Drinks first.
Drinks first, exactly. And if you had a boat, what would you name it?
Probably the Ariana.
Makes sense.
For some reason, the Leopold.
If that's what's coming to you, that's what it is.
It's like my brain, but the Leopold.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me and like letting me take so much of your time during this, you know, super busy.
Thank you, Ariana. This was great.
Thank you so much. And if you're listening and want to check us out, Updating Show on Instagram is where you can find our show, and our Instagrams are on there as well.
Yeah, what are your personal Instagrams?
Mine's Bermy16, BERMMY16. I don't know why the fuck that's what it is, but it is. And I'm never going to change it, I guess.
Mine's HT Foreman, FORMAN.
And are your DMs open?
Always.
The DMs they're open. It's like Moses, you know, parting the Red Sea. They're open.
Ladies, you guys heard it here first, or probably not. But go slide into their DMs if you're interested, or DM at drinks.first on Instagram. I'm your host, Ariana Nathani. You can find me on Instagram at Ariana Nathani28. Also, don't know why I have a random number. It just happened that way.
I can follow you. I don't think I follow you yet. I'll follow you.
Yeah, I'll hit you guys up on Instagram. And yeah, I hope you had fun. And thanks for joining.
Thank you so much for having us. And drinks first.
Make sure you drink first.
If you enjoyed that episode, please follow and rate, review on whatever platform you're listening on. You can find Drinks First on Instagram at drinks.first and on TikTok at drinksfirst. And if you want to hit me up, you can do so on Instagram at ArianaNathani28 and on TikTok at ArianaNathani. And you can email us at drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week.